It's been a year since remnants of Hurricane Helene walloped eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina with devastating and deadly flooding. Today, recovery is inching along, but you can see the challenges right on the Nolichucky River, a popular destination for white water rafters. NPR's Rolando Arrieta returned to see how the cleanup is going.
When Amelia Taylor learned outfitters near the Nolichucky would remain closed this season, she needed to make up the lost income. She went from being a professional whitewater river guide.
And now I'm a professional trash lady.
Taylor has been a river guide in the area for 16 years. She says picking up trash along the river is not terrible, despite the occasional bump, scrape, and bruise.
And in some ways, I honestly like this job more. I like to say the trash is easier to deal with than people.
And so with just me and a microphone to deal with, Taylor and her cleanup crew head down the lower Nolichucky on big six-person rafts.
Oh, yeah. She's back in the flow now.
The garbage is piled so high, we can barely see the rapids ahead. Car parts, toys, household items, and lots of...
sheet metal, piece of somebody's roof. I'm going to kind of throw it. Don't be scared. I'm going to try not to pop the raft either. I'm going to just throw it kind of right here.
As we peel out of a netty and continue downstream, Taylor scouts the rapid up ahead.
This next part looks really challenging. We should have gone up that way, but I do need you to get your paddle in your hand. Let's go one forward. Two forward. Keep going forward.
Lily Johnson and her husband own a local rafting company. They bought it last year. 6 months later, Helene hit.
So we haven't had a second season of rafting like we, you know, pictured when we purchased the business.
Then a baby girl arrived. Johnson says while it's been an uncertain year, at least their building is still standing. So for now, they'll use their rafts and staff to clean up the river.
It gives us a chance to put our guides to work. They're still doing what they're trained to do in, you know, paddling down the river in a raft. And we're cleaning up our watershed so that it's ready for us when we're ready to get back out there.
And they're seeing progress. Guides like Taylor and dozens more are doing cleanup missions nearly every day. Helene's destruction throughout the Nolichucky Gorge was massive. Debris flow landslides hurled chunks of railroad tracks and hazardous material into the river. Trey Moore, a local paddler, teamed up with a few outfitters to form a nonprofit and work alongside local, state, and federal agencies to help the county's outdoor tourism economic recovery and river restoration.
And we were able to go and take care of the river that has always taken care of us.
The U.S. Forest Service hopes to reopen the river access points next spring. Moore says they have their work cut out for them. Guides need to be retrained. It's a new river with new rapids and new risks.
And so this destruction and fundamental change of this insanely large geologic event is an opportunity for a rebirth and an opportunity to reconnect with the river, with the community, and to heal.
Local paddlers have started to informally refer to the river as the Nolichucky. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Irwin, Tennessee.